Hi, I'm Carlene, and this is Carlene Tonight.
Hi, I'm Carlene, and this is Carlene Tonight. I have Doiba. She has her own podcast as well. Her podcast is Convo on Demand Podcast, and you can check her out on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. Hi, Doiba.
Hi, nice to be here.
Thanks for joining me. It's great to see you on Zoom. So great. Zoom has allowed us to connect with people from all over. Like, it's great. You know what I mean?
Like, it's amazing. Yeah. I feel like through Zoom, I've met so many people that I've probably met in my entire life. So it's a good platform. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to talk about relationships. That's the focus of the show. And just for those that don't know about your podcast, like, what is your focus?
Thank you so much for inviting me here. My name is Doiba Eshefoni. I'm the host of the Convo On Demand podcast, where I talk about all things relationship, faith, and just a brief background of why I started the podcast. I started the podcast in 2019 out of desperation for wanting to create something in the world, like a legacy, because I feel like there is so much in me that the world needs to hear, and also so much wisdom I think I can pass across to the next generation. So I basically provide practical tools about how to level up in life through the lenses of faith, personal development, entrepreneurship, community, and wellness. And I've been doing it. I've been rocking it. You know, people are seeing amazing results in the show. And I just, you know, love to share my talents, my giftings with the world. And it's been amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so great. I think it's the podcast arena. There's over 800,000 podcasts, and it's not like YouTube and all the other platforms out there that have been swamped. Like, now it's like oversaturated, but I think we can still make our mark in the podcast world. And the community is so great. Like, I mean, so many people are willing to help us, and it's great that you have your show, and I've checked it out. And it's interesting what you talk about, different ways to just be better people, to progress. And I think now more than ever, people are home, they're listening more and trying to find ways to be better people, right?
And you know, the interesting thing about this whole thing is, I know you can testify to that, is I feel like we're doing this podcasting, it kind of feels a little selfish, because in my mindset, I'm thinking I'm doing this for other people. You know, of course, I bring in the work and all of that stuff. There is inner work that is done in you that no one else can take from you. So that's actually a beautiful journey that I'm experiencing doing this. So,
yeah. And I think with time, we learn more, and we're just like, why didn't I do this sooner? Like, other things that we learn along the way, right? So we're going to talk about relationships. And are you single? Are you dating?
So currently I'm single. Mm-hmm. I'm still talking to people. So I won't say I'm dating. I'm currently single. Mm-hmm. Not searching.
Okay.
open for relationships. So,
and what has that been like? So tell me about your first relationship that you've been in, and how was that?
So for the most part, I've only been with one person. Yeah. Wow. I've only dated one person. Yeah, it's crazy, right? I think I started dating when I was 21. It was just something I made up, you know. I didn't want to start dating very early because I was seeing, you know, all the many things that can go wrong in dating early. And, you know, marriage, I think, is a very beautiful thing. So I waited till after college before I started dating. And it was great, you know, with people with different personalities and things like that. So my first, we're still good friends, but we're not together. After college, you know, yeah, he's always liked me. So he asked during college. The funny thing is, we went to the same high school, the same college. So we've basically, you know, been in each other's life for a while now. And I was like, you know what? Let me give this a try, you know? And which I did. And let me tell you, it was a beautiful experience. And I loved every bit of it. He's an amazing guy, you know? We just have a little differences sometimes, which I think every relationship go through. So yeah. So currently not dating, but open for only good things.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah. But now during the pandemic, it's a little bit different in terms of like the dating world and like meeting people. It's more like online dating, obviously, because so many things are online right now. But have you tried online dating?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
I feel like every single one of us have, you know, even if you're just out there trying to just see who is out there. I have. But the thing with online dating is, It's so weird because people can just be anything behind a camera and they project, you know, their X, Y, and Z, but that might not necessarily be who they exactly are. And for me, that's the scary part. Like, I'm very authentic. I like to meet people that are genuine, and I'm a little nervous about the other person on the other hand. Are they their intentions, are they pure, you know? But it's fun. Online dating, I think, is fun. Talking to multiple people at the same time. And if you're lucky, being able to like go on dates and just, okay, this is experiencing people, which is something I really do enjoy doing. Experiencing new people, experiencing personality types and things like that. And also, you know, of course, the food, you know, most time is free. I don't pay for dates. And I love that part of it. So online dating is fun. It can be risky because I've heard stories about how people, you know, get kidnapped and things like that, which is so scary to me. Yeah. Hopefully, I'd never wish that on anybody. But, you know, while you do that, do it wisely. I think it's fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's true. You have to be careful. Yeah, you just never know. And I think it's always like nerve-wracking in the beginning when you're going on your date, right? Tell me, do you have any horror stories, like any bad dates where you're just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I left my house for this?
Yeah. So this particular example, I won't really call this an horror story. It's just, you know, the situation surrounding the story, right? So we went online, we went to this really good restaurant, we're eating, then the guy was fine. Like, the guy was really fine. I was like, okay. let me see where this leads to. Then the part of the story that really turned out to be a little horrible was the guy was so way older. And nothing against people that, you know, up to dating older people. I have a age, you know, age range that I would prefer, my personal choice, to stay within. And this guy was so way up there. I was like, dang, why so fine and be this old at this point? But it was an amazing experience. We had a good time, like lovely conversations. I'm telling, the guy was fine. I kid you not. But I was like, no, this is way out of my age range.
Oh my God. So did he not tell you?
No. So let me backtrack. Okay. So we just separated, and you know, just trying to while away time, occupy my mind with something. I wanted to go out, you know. Of course, I'm talking about the food. I'm really serious about this food.
Oh, yeah. Which restaurant did you go to?
So I think it was Cheesecake Factory, something like that, in the mall. So yeah. But it was really good. And I love Italian food. So when we got there,
loving that you love food, girl.
So another part of the story that was a little bit horrible on my end was, he has been married before. So I'm thinking like, hello, sir, not only are you way over my age range that I'm willing to date, you've been married before. And, you know, which is something I think I'm very, very conscious of, is, you know, relationships are very, very important. But with every single encounter you have in relationships, there is this bond you have with other people that you have to do the inner work. You know, you have to do the work of healing from those traumas, from those bad experiences. Now you're bringing that to, you know, someone like me. You know, I don't really have much experience in the dating world, and I don't want to experience anything bad in dating and also leading the marriage. But you have all these tons of experiences compared to me. Like, that is way too much for me, you know. After that, I'm telling you, the guy was fine, and he was a gentleman. But I'm like, sir, we can stay friends. So we still continue chatting, and sometimes, you know, check up on me and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. What an experience that must have been.
It really was.
Yeah. People say when you meet someone, like, you know, when you're online, they show their photos and you see their age and that kind of thing. And like, we all have our preference. You know, I don't know if I want to date someone like pushing 50, like a 10-year age difference, but, you know.
Oh, why would you want to go for 50?
It's someone, like, you know what I mean? It's someone.
But anyways, that's your choice if you want to.
Yeah, for sure. No, I've dated older men. I've dated younger, much younger.
Okay.
And that was like an experience in itself, just hearing you talk about it. And, you know, people are like, why are you dating someone younger? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to restrict myself, but it was an experience. And, you know, like, you learn so much about yourself and like the other person. Like, I realize, I'm like, you know, I really don't want to go through my 20s again. I've already been there. So
it's right. But, you know, something just hit me when you said, when people ask you, why are you dating? I'm thinking like, you know, people are so interesting in the sense that, you know, love is a beautiful thing. I believe I've experienced love and it's amazing. And whether the person is older or younger, to anyone listening to this and thinking, am I doing something wrong for dating an older person or younger person? No, you're not. It's just a matter of preference. And I feel, you know, people are beautiful. I kid you not. If you experience really amazing people, if you both love each other, like truly care about each other, are the elements of what makes a relationship great, respect, you know, affection, understand each other's love languages and able to care for each other and say respect, because I'm really big on respect. Respect, you know, supportive. I think that's all that really matters in relationship, especially in romantic relationships. So if that's you, please go for it. Some of us out here just have preferences based on, you know, our backgrounds, the way we've seen through things, cultural upbringings and things like that. So please do you. As far as you're happy, you feel supported, please go for it. Yeah.
Tell me, so what is the dating scene like in Atlanta? Like,
disaster. It's a mess. It's a mess. I kid you not. It's a mess. You know, Atlanta has a great population of Black people, white people as well, but a great population of Black people. And, you know, it's a southern state. So, and you know, our culture, sometimes we, you know, we bend the rules and things like that. Dating here is crazy. You really need to look really close, like you're finding something like a sand in the seesaw. So really see good people, because people are out here, you know, giving out cookies, you know what I mean? Everywhere. You know, nothing wrong. I'm not judging, by the way. But I'm just saying that it's a mess because, you know, I like committed relationships. Like, I like for you to be me and the person, just two of us. I don't like all this, you know, me and you, but we are open. I don't like open relationship. I don't have the mind for it. I'm too jealous. I'm too protective, you know. And that is me. And I love that you're mine. Not like in a way that I'm taking you. Not possessive way. It's just, you know, for me, that is respect. So for me, just saying some of these things about people dating, and sometimes people really do have standards, you know, because it's a mess. Some people go below their standards and, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes some people say that men are hard to find around here. I don't believe that. That's not my mindset. But the percentage is there, you know, more women than men. So we can see the reason why the people are rushing. 10 ladies are rushing one guy. So,
oh my goodness. Yeah. The rush out there. But yeah, I think there's pros and cons to being single. Like, we could be selfish with our time. You could work on yourself, you know, do all these things that you want to do.
The single phase is a mindset. And what I mean by that is, it's just like currency. Whatever you want to do with it, you do with it. Of course, being in a relationship is awesome. It gives you this good feeling of being cared for and all of that stuff. But also there's a commitment part. Relationship really do need work. And really enjoy being single. I really enjoy that, you know, I don't have any, you know, expectations of me to show up for dates, expectations of me to check up on you. I loved it, you know, while it lasted. But I really do enjoy my time as well. I know that, you know, especially now that I'm single, I don't have all those expectations hanging on my head. I could basically, you know, do more personal development, which is something I'm really, really big on. Travel, you know, just basically no risk. You know, it's like being in a relationship is like having a child. You have to care for it. So by being single, I think it's a good phase, and it has a lot to do with mindsets. Because having that time to really self-reflect, sometimes when you're in a relationship, you get caught up with, you know, all that lovey-dovey stuff and you don't really have time to, you know, reflect and, you know, do self-care, you know, learn about new things, meet new people, travel, explore new interests. Because sometimes when you're in a relationship, you guys mirror each other, right? You guys start acting like twins, like you like this, I like this, I dislike this. But, you know, in that single phase, you have time to like explore other interests without the risk of, is my partner going to be okay with this? But that is all fun until you're lonely, right? You feel lonely.
We're both single women. And sometimes you're like alone and you're thinking to yourself, you're like,
someone you can really talk to on a deeper level. Yeah. So those are cons. Yeah. Someone you just sometimes just want to have a good hug, you know, a nice kiss and just, you know, sleep on that. You know what I mean? So, but when you're single, that. You know, so all of that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
When you're single, you're just like, you're like, you can be like a loner in the world, but be encouraged. Yeah. Your time will come. So I love being single. I love, you know, for me personally, it's actually very interesting. Sometimes yeah. I tell my friends, like, if it's possible for me to just, you know, have a partnership in such a way that's, boy, I'm not going to do that because of several other reasons, but it's just an idea in my mind. Like, if it's possible for me to just have this person that, oh, we both agree on this idea, okay, we are together. And whenever I need you, you know, some people call it companionship. Whenever I need you, you know, we have an understanding on that. But for me, like I said, I like commitment. So that might not work. But for the meantime, that could help. So yeah. I love single phase. I love that I have time to, you know, do self-development, do things that I really want to do, I'm passionate about without the risk of thinking about another person. But also I love the companionship that, you know, and the comfort and the support I can get from another person that I have an intimate connection with. So
yeah, I think you're embracing being single right now. Do you think the pandemic has changed your mindset? Like, mm-hmm. single phase, like, I want to be single now because it's harder to meet people. It's harder at any point to meet people. I find the pandemic hasn't changed much, but I think it's a belief, because I talked to someone today and she's like, it's your belief in love. Like, if you want to find someone, that it's all in your energy, your order, like everything that you want. Like, if you believe that this is what you want, then you're going to work on it, or,
right.
you know.
So for me, I think because, you know, I'm not looking, like I said, I know when I find what I need.
Yeah.
Let me say once. When I find what I want,
yeah,
I'm going to recognize it. So some people are trying to not be single because they don't want to feel lonely and they cannot, you know, they're not used to being by themselves. I am used to being by myself, and I'm totally fine doing that. And I'm only open for relationship, intimate connections only when I see that, you know, the person also share the same value systems like myself. Not just someone up in the streets or online because you're cute, great. But like, are we heading somewhere, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for me, yeah. The pandemic has really, really changed a lot of things. Meeting people, not really feeling people's presence. And sometimes it's just, you know, the joke, the personality that someone has that really gets you attracted to them. But now that all of that is missing. And it can be a challenge for a lot of people. So for me, thank God, that's not my challenge. Because I find ways to, you know, it's like I said, it's mindset. I find ways to manage myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I find ways to manage myself.
Someone is listening and they're single. What do you say to them? Because you said you're comfortable with it.
So I guess I believe that whatever you're looking for, it's not out there. It's within you. So and you have to just check your intentions. Everyone is deserving of love. Like I said, love is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Everyone is deserving of love. And you are love of my friend. And if love is what you're looking for, look at the right places. You know, it might be online. It might be on Facebook. Look at the right places. If love is what you're looking for, you'll definitely find it. As far as your intentions are right and, you know, the other person is also aware of this intention and you guys communicate all of that. Yeah, you're doing this right. There's no right or wrong way about this.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong way about this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're deserving of whatever you desire. That's my philosophy.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Deserving of whatever you desire. Mm-hmm. I think that's so important because we spend more time now by ourselves thinking about the world and you know, like everything has slowed down a little bit. And so reflections of like what we want is more important now. So
don't let anyone shame you because some people, you know, they like to date a lot and other people try to shame them. No, don't let anyone shame you. That's your journey. If you like to be in a relationship, of course, like I said, intentions are everything. Some people just like that company, that comfort. Yeah, there are other people that, you know, people that also want the same thing. You guys find each other and just, you know, do your thing. Yeah.
Do whatever makes you happy. I think
that. Do whatever makes you happy. As far as you're very well informed about what you're doing and the other person is also fully aware, please. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Jordan loves food and she just loves her me time. It's like the self-care. So me and my friend have been talking about it this year. It's all about self-care. You need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your mental health. You need to take care of your hair. You need to take care of like just everything you figure out that other person. Yeah. Because I don't know, some of us are selfish with our time. We're just like, you know what? I like my time with myself.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong in that. I was going to add something to the question you asked. The thing about dating, which is very beautiful, although some people have taken it the wrong way, is that when you date people, you get to see a reflection of yourself in such a way that you might not be able to experience just being by yourself. Sometimes you have to show up in the presence of other people for the true you to show up. So you dating sometimes is a self-reflection process, which is what I'm saying, intentions are everything. As far as you're self-aware of who you are as a person, right? And you show up in those scenarios and you just play out yourself, your authentic self. You get to learn so much about yourself that you may not be able to have learned just being by yourself. So date with intentions. Yeah.
That is a beautiful thing. I think that's the great thing about dating is what you mentioned. Yeah. Like you learn so much about yourself. I mean, I've been in a few relationships and, you know, you look back and you're like, I learned, you know, with every relationship, you learn something. And you're like that, like even the worst relationship, I'm like, you know what? This is what I don't want. I don't want someone like this. So it's a beautiful thing. And thank you so much for sharing that insight. I think like, you know, whenever you find that your person, you're going to find your person. You have like a lovely aura. And I think you're a young person, but you have so much to share with the world, which is such a beautiful thing. So for those who want to listen to your podcast,
you can find me on any way you listen to your podcast. Convo On Demand, like Convo Conversation, Convo On Demand Podcast. On social media, you can find me at Limmy, LIMMY _ AMOUR. On Facebook, you can find me at Doiba Echefonier. So yeah, I hope this has been fun for you guys.
Echefonier. Spell that. Yes. Now, what's your background?
So my background, I have a lot of backgrounds. Just put that in there. My educational background is in public health. So I did health promotion in school. Loved it. Switched from biomedical science to health promotion because I thought I was going to be able to save the world. Doing that in my own little way. So public health, I'm into research and things like that. You know, writing, analysis, data, you know, data analysis, graphics and things like that. So it's a lot. Yeah. Wow. That's my background.
That's a very different background in terms of this podcast. I mean, data analysis to the point. Wow. You just, you know, everyone comes from a different background, right? And so thank you again, Doiba.
I want to thank you, my friend. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on the show. This has been a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. This is what I'm all about, you know, giving back to the world, you know, the people, and also learning the process. It's not about giving. I also believe in receiving. So giving and learning from you, you know, you're brilliant. Thank you so much for having me here. Yeah, I hope your listeners, you know, really do enjoy this. And
yes, of course.
Yeah, let's do more of this.
Yeah, it's so amazing to have you on the show. I'm Carlene, and this is Carlene Tonight with Doiba. And thank you for being
Thank you so much.
Take care. Hi, I'm Carlene, and this is Carlene Tonight. We have a special song that we want to play. I think it will resonate with you and many others. I think it's a fun song. If you check out the music video for the song, it's cool. There's puppets and it's a fun song. And the reason I want you to listen to it is because I think the band is awesome. I know them personally. We went to school together. They're Altered by Mom. And the song is called Outside Lover. Trouble with you.
Watching from the other side. Time to talk it, baby. Turn up the music loud. I'm seeing something in your eyes that says it's going down.
We're Altered by Mom.
And this is Caroline tonight.